Let's go on a picnic.
We're on our way to McMillan Island. Hey guys, I found a dead raccoon. Look at that. And I hear a train coming. Uh-oh. Better not get struck by the train. Look at that. Here it comes. Oh no, poor raccoon is gonna get run over again. Well, I guess it's already dead, so. Poor thing, I probably got struck by the last train. Guys, where did it go? Oh no, it got shredded. Look at that, there's his tail. Guys, the raccoon just got completely shredded. Look at that. I can see the raccoon's flesh there on the tracks. Isn't that insane? The force of the train, like the wind that came off the train, I guess picked it up or something, and it's completely shredded the poor dead raccoon. Hey guys, look at this cool building. It says Fort Langley Community Hall, 1931. There's the Canada flag and the BC flag. The flags are flying at half mast. You can see they're halfway down. They're not all the way up. I'm not sure why. It might be because of the news about the residential schools that has come out the last few weeks. So, otherwise I'm not sure. All right guys, we're crossing the Fraser River over onto the island. Look at that nice river there. Looks a bit brown, eh? Looks like it's kind of muddy. But yeah, so here we are. Over there is the mainland, and now we're headed to just the small island. I think it has two names. I think this island is called, I saw a sign, it said Bray Island, but on Google Maps it said McMillan Island, so I'm not sure. Maybe it has two names. Maybe there'll be a sign when we get to it explaining the real name. But welcome here to beautiful British Columbia. Oh, I see a nice church over there, a nice small church. Maybe we can go over there to visit the small church. But yeah, so welcome here. Look at that nice boat. Man, be a nice day for fishing, eh? We say eh a lot in Canada, as you've probably noticed. But yeah, it's a beautiful day. It's just a bit windy, but welcome here. Welcome to our fourth birthday party. Right, just gonna lock my bike up there against the fence. Hope no one steals it. And we are on the island, my friends. Let's go exploring. But first, I need to take a pit stop. I think there's some bathrooms here. The word pit stop, if you say I need to take a pit stop, that means you need to use the bathroom. So I need to take a pit stop, then let's hit the trail. All right, guys, look at this. It says Bray Island Regional Park, okay? But here, look at this. It says McMillan Island, Kwantlen First Nation Reserve. So I was right. I guess it has two names? I don't know. I guess this is the big one, so it's Bray Island Regional Park. I guess maybe that's the name of the park, but McMillan Island is the name of the island? I don't know. Anyway, look at this. It says caution in area. Look at that, guys. There's a bear in the area. Better watch my back. It says caution, fast rising water. Use extra care. Man, got all these threats. Gonna have to face the danger today, my friends. Bears and fast rising water. Any other important facts? I think that's it. All right, well, let's hit the trail here. Ah, what a great day to celebrate our fourth birthday. So welcome to our fourth birthday party, friends. You know, I was thinking a few days ago, you know, if you've stuck with me for 4 years, if you're one of my early subscribers, you'd have your bachelor's degree by now. 4 years, right? A bachelor's degree is usually 4 years. And so, I would like to award you a bachelor's degree. Thank you so much for sticking with me for 4 years. That's incredible. How much English have you learned? Have you learned any? I hope you've learned at least some English. I know some of my subscribers, I see you guys down in the comments, who have been with me for 4 years. Thank you so much. If you've, I always see your names in the comments, and I know who you are for 4 years. That is incredible. So I just want to say a huge thank you to you guys for just your support. My earliest subscribers, you've earned yourself a bachelor's degree. So congratulations. Thank you guys. Even if you're just a recent subscriber, man, I really appreciate you. So, yeah, just eyeing these picnic tables, this might be a good place to eat our cake, wouldn't you say? So, yeah, why don't we just, I'll just bust out our watermelon cake, whoop, and just eat the cake before we go walking a little bit here down the trail. All right, we got ourselves watermelon cake. Look at that. It's not a very big piece of cake, is it? That one better be for me. You get the big piece. I'll try to find a big, that's a medium-sized piece for you. What do you think about that? So, yeah, anyway, can you see me or am I too low? Maybe I should move my camera back a bit. How about that? Am I in the center of the frame? Hope so. So anyway, I'll dig into this little piece and yeah, let me know, what's your favorite video so far in 4 years? Thought I heard a bear creeping up behind me. I don't see any bears yet, but you never know when they'll come stalking out of the woods. Well, thank you guys so much for joining me on this fourth birthday party. Well, I baked a nice cake for us today again this year. Nice watermelon cake. My favorite kind of cake. Do you like watermelon cake? Have a bite. It's your piece right there and more here. You can have more than one piece. Well, since you're not here in person, I'll have to chomp down on your piece. To chomp down means to bite. To bite down on something. If you chomp down on it, you take a bite. So yeah, what's your favorite video? What's your favorite memory here at over the last 4 years? Man, 4 years, time flies, eh? Time just flies. 4 years. Man. Yeah, it's hard to believe it's 4 years already, but, you know, just one day at a time. And, don't know really what else to say. It's kind of overwhelming to think 4 years. Man. And there's another plane ruining. Wouldn't be a Mad English TV video without a plane flying overhead, would it be? So, yeah, I wish you guys could celebrate here with me in person. Maybe one of these birthdays we can have a big get-together. A get-together means we all get together, right? And celebrate in person. We can bake a nice cake. I'll bake some big watermelon cakes for the occasion. And yeah, that'll be awesome. So, I don't know. I don't really have anything special today to say. I just want to take you out here. Thought we could go for a picnic this year. Last year, what did we do? I can't remember last year. In fact, I don't remember any of the years. Don't remember what we did, but thought we could just go for a picnic and enjoy the outdoors. So, maybe I'll just kind of hurry up and eat this cake and then take you guys down to the river and just kind of go for a walk. Maybe we can bike to that church that I saw before. And let's enjoy the great outdoors. So thank you guys for joining me. I'll keep munching on this watermelon. I don't really know what else to say, so I'll just I can't really talk and eat at the same time, right? It's kind of rude to talk and eat at the same time, because when I was a kid, my mom taught me to chew with my mouth closed, right? If I'm talking, I have to open my mouth, right? I've got to chew with my mouth closed. So I want to be polite and respectful to you because I love you guys so much and I appreciate you. So I'll chew with my mouth closed. I'll just chow down on this watermelon. To chow down means to eat. So I'm going to chow down. I'll scarf down the watermelon. To scarf down means to eat something really fast. So if I scarf it down, and then we'll hit the trail, all right? All right, guys. I scarfed down my watermelon. Or I should say my cake. I scarfed down the birthday cake. And here's the river. So let's go check out. There's another caution sign. It says use extra care. So better be careful here going down to the river. All right, so here it is. Kind of muddy here. Ooh, there's a boat. Nice. Yeah, there's the bridge I came across. So that town is called Fort Langley. There on that side. And this side, I guess, is Bray Island National Park, or McMillan Island, whatever you prefer. All right, so yeah, would you like to learn some English? Should we celebrate this fourth birthday by learning some English? Or I don't know, where should I walk? Let's go over here. I see a trail. Is that a road to the campsite? I'm not sure, but I think it'll be a little bit calmer if we go over here. It's actually a bit windy today. You can hear the wind rustling in the trees. The noise the wind makes of in the trees is called rustling. Ooh, I found a secret trail that goes down to the river. Let's explore this secret trail, guys. Right through the trees. Whoa, look at these roots. Isn't this a cool spot? Man, look at the roots of this tree. You can see how the river is like washed away. Look, it's just washed away. What's holding the tree from, man, what's stopping the tree from actually falling into the river? Look at that. Man, that is that is one precarious looking tree. Precarious, you know what that word means? Precarious. If something is in like a precarious position, that means it's like it's kind of in a dangerous position. It could fall. Like, look, okay, look at this. All right, I don't know if you can see under there. The way I can see under there, you can see literally see under the whole tree basically, and there's nothing kind of supporting that. I mean, there's these roots just in midair. But look at that huge tree, and it's leaning that way too. That doesn't help the situation. So if it's leaning that way and there's nothing supporting it from there, man, I wonder if this is kind of dangerous. Like, look, if I'm standing here, I'm standing over the roots, right? Imagine if that tree were to fall now. That means the whole root network, the root structure of the tree, would lift me up and probably catapult me into the river. Wouldn't that be an interesting experience? Good thing my GoPro is waterproof. We could capture it on camera. What do you think? Should I try to kick over the tree and get catapulted into the river? Huh? It's not moving. Maybe we should try to kick it. Come on, tree. We want to get catapulted. Nah, I don't think it's not gonna comply with my demands. Comply means to kind of agree to obey my, it's not gonna kind of obey my commands. So anyway, let's go back through the secret trail here. And yeah, so 4 years old, I guess we're almost out of Yeah, maybe we're not even, are we toddlers anymore? I think we're past the toddler stage of life. Usually I think we use the word toddler for two and three year olds, maybe. But 4 year olds, that's already getting into, I mean, that's like preschool age. You know, apparently I learned how to read when I was 4. How old were you when you learned how to read? Yeah, I think I could read some simple books when I was 4 years old. So, wow, we're at that stage. We're at the stage of preschool, my friends. So I guess that means we need to take our learning up a notch, right? We need to, you know what it means to take something up a notch? That means to make it a little bit more advanced, a little bit more challenging, a little bit, I don't know. We need to up our performance. To up means to increase, to kind of improve. So yeah, now that we're past the toddlerhood, is that a word, toddlerhood? Now we're into preschoolhood. I heard a noise. Can you guys hear that noise? If it's a squirrel, I don't know, I can't see. Can't see it. But yeah, you know, sometimes English has these weird suffixes that just kind of go on the end of a word. Kind of just, sometimes we do that in English. We're not sure if a word is a real word, but we just kind of, we follow the same patterns that other words would have. So I just said, you know, like for example, adulthood. Adulthood is a word, right? If you're an adult, now I'm an adult. You're an adult, even though we're celebrating our 4th birthday. Adulthood, but I don't know what if toddlerhood is a word. But you can do that in English, you know, you can just, you don't have to, you don't have to be 100% sure about, you know, anything when you're speaking. So that's a good tip for you, you know. If you're learning English, don't be afraid to speak. Don't be afraid if you make mistakes, because even you can see me, I don't know if I'm making up words. Now, is toddlerhood a word or not? I see this huge sign over here. I wonder what it says on the other side. Let's go check it out. So yeah, what would you like to learn now that we're in preschool? We're entering preschool. Let me know down in the comments what you hope to learn in this next phase of our lives together. What is this? Whoa, no anchorage, no dredging. It's okay, there's some graffiti up there. I don't even know what the graffiti says. Warning, high pressure natural gas pipeline. Wow. Guys, we're running into all kinds of dangers today. Natural gas, high pressure natural gas pipeline. Huh. Bears. What was the other one? How, rising waters, dangerous waters. I see some people over there. Natural gas, high pressure. Are you a high pressure natural gas line? Maybe if you ate a bunch of beans, you're probably a high pressure natural gas line. What do you think of my joke? You like it? It's kind of a lame joke, but it's true. If you eat your fair share of beans, you will probably become a high pressure natural gas line. So let's keep walking. Yeah, just think about some stuff that you'd like to learn as we enter the next phase of our learning together. Who knows how many more years Mad English TV will live for. That's the first time I've ever thought about that. How old do you think Mad English TV will live? How old will this channel stay alive? I don't know. Let me know your prediction down there in the comments. We're just early on in life. We got our whole future ahead of us, so we got a bright future. I hope so. So yeah, let me know in the comments, what would you like to focus on? Would you like to, more speaking videos or listening videos or pronunciation, or I don't know, what would you like to improve on in your English? I'm a little bit out of breath here. I ate too much cake. I gotta burn off all those calories. Can you hear the birds, guys? I just really like the sound of the birds. Yeah, it's a really peaceful little forest here on the island. 4 years celebrating it on Bray Island. Yeah, it's been a hard year, you know, for a lot of people. I appreciate your support this year, you know, sticking with me, all your encouragement, just all the nice comments. I'm such a lucky YouTuber, you know. Not all YouTube channels have the kind of subscribers I have, so I have the best. I'm so proud of you guys for being, you know, I attracted the best of the best. So I've got the cream. You're the cream of the crop. The cream of the crop means the best, you know, out of all the bunch, I got the best subscribers. So I just want to say thank you so much for that. And yeah, I mean, but it's been a hard couple of years. I guess the last two birthdays were during the pandemic. How is that possible? That means half of Mad English TV has been in the pandemic. Wow. So we've survived two birthdays here in the pandemic. Hopefully we're coming out of the hard times, but you know, you never know. I can always count on your support. Thank you very much. You know, I couldn't do it without you guys. Hopefully my videos have, you know, just cheered you up. Sometimes people send me comments like that. They say, hey, Mark, you know, I watch your videos every morning, or, you know, I just, when I watch your videos, it just cheers me up. It picks me up. So I appreciate that. You know, it makes me happy to hear that. It makes me feel like, hey, my videos are doing something little bit in the world to, you know. Oh, I see a nice butterfly. Oh, it's flying away from me. Anyway, yeah, so hopefully my videos can, you know, cheer you guys up, not only just English, but if they can cheer you up, that'd be great too. So I appreciate you guys letting me know that. You're an animal. Can you hear it? I don't know. I always hear them, but then they run away. Man, there are a lot of mosquitoes actually out here getting eaten alive by these mosquitoes. I remember a few days ago we were at a different part here on the Fraser River, and there were, I don't think there were mosquitoes, but there were those little flies that were biting me. But here there are actually mosquitoes. So, oh, there are flies too, actually. But anyway, so yeah, we're coming out of the pandemic. Hopefully everything will get better. Maybe I can even travel again. We'll see what happens. Let me know, where would you like me to go next? Would you like me to come to your country? What country is it? Let me know in the comments. If you want me to make an appearance in your country, that'd be great. So far I've been to, since I've started our YouTube channel, I've been to Mexico, I've been to Thailand a couple times, Laos, Myanmar, Costa Rica. I think that's it, right? We haven't even been to the US of A. We did our Canada trip. That was great. What country should we? I haven't been to Europe. I mean, I have been to Europe, but not since we started our channel. So maybe Mad English TV will have to make a stop in Europe. That'd be great. And also South America. Costa Rica was the closest I came to South America, but hopefully I can take a tour of South America too. That would be amazing. I've got so many subscribers from Brazil, Argentina, Chile. We say Chile, they say Chile, right? But we like to say Chile. Chile, Colombia, Bolivia, Venezuela. I've got a lot of subscribers from South America, so hopefully that'd be great if I could make a South America trip. And Germany, Italy, France. Man, there's a lot of great countries in Europe. Eastern Europe, Ukraine, is Poland considered Eastern Europe? Yeah, Poland's considered Eastern Europe, right? Yeah, that would be amazing. So hopefully I can do a massive world tour. South America, Europe, Australia. Boy, that would be cool to go to Australia. Man, the world is our oyster, right? The world is our oyster. Man, sorry, I'm just getting eaten alive by these freaking bugs. if you say the world is our oyster, that means we're just, the opportunity is ready to be, is there, and we just need to take it. We're gonna go and take the opportunity. We're gonna seize the opportunity. We're gonna grab the bull by the horns, right? If you grab the bull by the horns, or if you take the bull by the horns, it means you just take the opportunity, you seize it, and you go for it. So yeah, we got a lot of adventures coming up here at Mad English TV, hopefully, if we can travel again, hopefully soon. And let me know, where would you like me to go next? I will take your considerations into, I will take your opinions, or I'll take your requests or answers into consideration. That would be awesome. I'm excited. Man, guys, I don't know if I can keep walking here with all these mosquitoes. Just feel them all over the place. Or yeah, like you can, you know, every time I slap a mosquito, I see a blood spot on my arm. So they're eating me alive. Almost like my Canada trip. Remember, way up in those places, some of those places like Labrador, there were just bugs galore up there. Galore means a lot of something. If you say there were bugs galore, that means there were tons of mosquitoes and, you know, other kind of bugs up in northern Canada. That'd be us. Let me know if you'd like me to do another trip similar to the Canada trip. I'll take that into consideration too. So we're a team, you know. Let me know what you'd like to see here on this channel, and I'll try to do that. You know, I have a huge list, because people ask me all the time, hey Mark, can you make a video about this or that? I always put it on the list. So if you make a request, I put it on the list. And you know, sometimes I get to some videos earlier than others, but all of those are on a list. So eventually, if you stick around, we will get to all of them, hopefully. Guys, this is insane. All these bugs are eating my legs and my arms. I'm just looking at this cool little place here. This is like the end of the trail. The trail just kind of came to a dead end here. Guess we have to go back up the trail this way. But I might have to just run back to my bike, guys. And then we can bike to the church really quick, because I don't have too much battery life left either on my camera. So I don't know how big this island actually is or where this trail goes, but might have to run back to the bike, because I'm just getting eaten alive here. And then we'll go to the church, and then I'll sign off from our fourth birthday party. So I just want to say again, I really appreciate you guys, and I just want to thank you for all your support. So turn off my camera to save battery right now. I'll sprint back to my bike, and then we'll go to the church. All right, see you there. Hey guys, I hear a chicken. I hear a rooster somewhere across this bridge. Look at this cool bridge that goes over the train tracks. Man, wow, look at that. You can see these three train tracks. Yeah, this must be a really busy area for the trains. Three train tracks, like a train highway. Look at that. That's insane. Yeah, this is a cool bridge. And I think that rooster, I think his internal clock is a bit off. Right now it's 5 p.m. It's 5 p.m. and the rooster's crowing. Internal clock, do you know what that means? If that means someone's just the clock, you know, sometimes when you wake up, your body just wakes up on its own according to its internal clock, right? Like if you are used to waking up at like 7 a.m. every day, and one day you forget to turn you forget to set your alarm, your body will still probably wake up at 7, just because it's kind of your internal clock has been programmed. That's why traveling is always a bit hard, because you know, you get jet lag and it messes up your internal clock. So you might wake up in the middle of the night and you can't sleep, you're full of energy, and then, you know, at lunchtime you're just, I think the rooster's trying to get into my video. But anyway, guys, I went over to the church Well, I wanted to go over to the church, but actually the church is on a reservation. Okay, it's on a First Nations reservation. And I didn't realize that half the island, like Bray Island, I'll have to look on a map, but remember the sign we saw at the beginning? I think maybe there it showed it that a bunch of the island is actually a reservation. So that's where the First Nations people live. And I went there, I was not allowed there. There was a woman guarding, they had like a one of those, you know, the road goes in there, but they had one of those traffic arms, whatever those are called, the barriers that come up and down. So I asked if I could go see the church, and she said nobody was allowed, only like First Nations people are allowed on the reservation. So yeah, so that was interesting. But I had a chat with her for probably about 2 hours. That was a good chat about like the history of Canada, the different issues, like you've probably heard about in the news. I made the Canada Day video a few days ago where I talked about these issues, and so yeah, I had a great chat with her. But so anyway, I can't go to the church, so here I am at the train track highway. So I don't know, I don't really know where I'm going. Maybe if I'll bike home, if I find anything interesting, I'll stop and show you guys. But yeah, for now I just want to say thank you guys so much for just sticking with me for 4 years, sticking with me through thick and thin, good times and bad times. Hopefully good times are on the horizon. Let's keep our fingers crossed. Good times are ahead, right? So yeah, let me know your thoughts down in the comments. I always love to hear from you guys. Thank you for all the great comments and always smashing like. Hey, I'll give you a like today. You deserve a like for being such a faithful subscriber, for faithful friend. I shouldn't use the word subscriber. You guys are my friends. So thank you for your friendship, and thank you for joining me here in this kind of beautiful day here in Langley, British Columbia. Fort Langley. Langley is one town, and this one by the river is called Fort Langley. So thank you for joining me in Fort Langley. Well, here's to another great 4 years ahead, another bachelor's degree. Actually, you know, only 2 more years till a master's degree. So let me know, are you going to get a master's degree, or are you just going to stick with a bachelor's, or even going to go for a PhD? Hope some of you guys go for a PhD. I think some people are coming. Better wrap up this video. So thank you guys for your support. Here's your like. I smash like. I raise my glass. I raise my glass to you. I take my not wearing a hat today. I take my hat off to you for your awesome friendship. So thank you. Stay safe. Stay happy. I'll see you over in the next episode of Mad English TV. Take care.